Peter Jackson, Professor of Global Security, University of Glasgow.
We've just had news through from the Hydro in Glasgow. Bosses there are now going to be introducing full body searches as well as bag searches as well, and restricting access to all surrounding roads and tunnels and access points. Quite a step up in security there. What do you make of that?
Well, I suppose that's predictable as well. We don't know the precise nature of the device that was used to explode and kill and maim nearly 100 people in Manchester the night before last. I guess it could have been a vest, but there would have been some things used as shrapnel as well, nuts and bolts and washers and things like that. These kinds of things are hard to get through a security check anyway, but full body searches, I suppose, will provide greater security. But I mean, they're going to be very difficult going forward to implement, especially if this becomes a permanent measure. The idea that everyone that goes to the Hydro to see an event is subject to a full body search of some kind, that will be a very time consuming security measure, to my mind anyway.
Could you see it being a long term solution to this?
No, I don't see it as a solution personally. I mean, it would make it, one would have to turn up at the Hydro 3-4 hours before an event to attend. It would mean that people probably stop going. Unfortunately, my view is that the public has to remain vigilant, but has to accept that there's no such thing as absolute security, and it's important just to go on living our lives anyway, so that these evil people who perpetrate these atrocities, especially against young children and young adults, don't win.